Looks to Die For by Janice Kaplan. Narrated by Renee Rodman. Copyright 2007 by Janice Kaplan. This audiobook is published by arrangement with Janice Kaplan and Gelfman Schneider Literary Agents Incorporated and was produced in the year 2007 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. The night the police came to arrest my husband for murder, I was upstairs, killing myself on the treadmill. If I kept up this pace, I'd finish my 3 miles in 22.5 minutes, a personal best. So when I heard the doorbell ring, I ignored it, and then ignored it again. But whoever was chiming wouldn't go away, and the noise was going to wake up the whole house. Annoyed, I hit the stop button, threw a juicy couture sweatshirt on over my pink running bra and matching shorts, kicked off my all-terrain cross trainers, which were giving me blisters anyway, and headed downstairs. No personal best tonight. The Chinese cloisonné clock in the front hall foyer registered 11:50 p.m., not a typical time for guests to arrive at our gated community in Pacific Palisades. I tried peering through the peephole in the door, but the artistically cut crystal sphere had been designed for beauty, not usefulness. I could vaguely make out 2 men who seemed to be cops, and when I tentatively called out, "Hello?" they waved their identification cards, not knowing that from my side, those IDs could have been Picasso graphics. I made a mental note to check out more practical security systems. Cops at my door? My first emotion was curiosity, not panic, since those I loved and worried about full-time were tucked in upstairs.